It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Cuba has been in the news a lot lately, both for the recent death of Fidel Castro and for the steps taken by the Obama administration to normalize relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Like many Cuban Americans, New York-based pianist and bandleader Arturo O'Farrell has been watching these developments and joining us now to talk about the unusual vantage point O'Farrell has is WNYC's John Schaefer. Hi, John.
Hi, Richard. Yeah, he does have a somewhat unusual point of view because, first of all, Arturo is the son of the legendary jazz master Chico O'Farrell, who came to New York from Cuba in 1948. And here he worked with some of the greats, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie. In the 90s, Chico O'Farrell founded the Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra. And when Chico died in 2001, Arturo took over the band. I spoke to Arturo recently because he is planning to now repatriate his father's ashes in an official visit to Cuba. And when I spoke to him, he had just come back from Havana at the time when Fidel Castro had passed away. So I asked him what the reaction in Cuba had been.
There was a sadness over to it. There was a quietness. People weren't out and about. There was not a lot of noise in the streets. But if you asked them, several people I asked said the same thing. They all said, es complicado, which means that they understand the greatness of their nation and their sovereignty and how Castro was actually responsible for that. On the other hand, they've seen firsthand the oppressive methodologies that he's had to use to bring that change about. So, es complicado.
What was your dad's take on Castro? I mean, he never went back to Cuba after Castro came to power, right?
He never mentioned Castro at all. I mean, I tried to get him to talk about a lot of things. I asked him what Charlie Parker was like, stuff like that. He just never talked about it.
Once he was established here, did he talk about Cuba? Did he ever express a longing to go back there?
Bro, that was the only time I ever saw my father cry, was when he recalled being young in Havana, being a kid. And the only thing that made him cry was remembering this beach in Veradero. That is, I've seen this beach. It's pretty, pretty slamming. But there was something about Cuba that brought him immense peace. He would have loved to have gone back to Cuba. He would have loved to have seen President Obama there. He would have loved to have seen his people have a chance at, economic survival.
Now, what about you? I mean, you, despite even before the first steps to normalization under Obama, you have been making trips back and forth to Cuba for a while.
I've been banging my head against the wall since 2001. I also have to say there's a part of me that is reaching for familial connection. You know, I want to understand where I come from, and this happens to me with Mexico as well. I mean, I want to understand the blood that runs through my veins.
You were born in Mexico,
right? I was born in Mexico City.
But raised here in New York.
I was raised in New York, yeah.
Yeah. But this next trip to Cuba is going to be a special one. Tell us why.
Several years back, I felt very strongly that my father was very present in my life, asking me to return his remains. I know that sounds crazy, but that was the message I was getting a lot. And so I began to create this voyage. It feels like the right thing to do. To me, it's the responsibility of a son. It's also an artistic journey. In so many ways, Chico O'Farrell was the quintessential middleman. He was a classically trained composer who loved jazz, but was shaped by the aesthetic of Afro-folkloric music. Really interesting musician, really interesting prototype for what I think is the musician of the future. So I think because Cuba has such a rich tradition of classical music and love of jazz and a really, really strong Afro-folkloric foundation, that Chico O'Farrell could not have come from any place else. And so Chico O'Farrell was a gift of Cuba to the world of jazz and to the world. And it's fitting and proper that he should return from whence he came.
That's Arturo O'Farrell, who leaves tomorrow on a trip to repatriate the ashes of his father, the jazz master Chico O'Farrell, to his native Cuba. He spoke with John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck podcast.